Okay, Shavua Tov. So we're holding, the last two paragraphs of Ois Dalid in Shar Tefillah in Meimaroim. So basically, what we saw last week was that there's a difference between two kinds of tefillah. There's the regular set tefillahs that we daven, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, etc., that are built into our day, really, built into our week. And that's one type of tefillah. And then there's another type of tefillah, which is that when a person needs something, so there's an inyan and a mitzvah, actually, especially if it's a tzara or something, to daven to Hashem, that Hashem should save the person or should whatever it is that the person is davening for. That's, like we said, is really, it's a tefillah that's a reaction to some kind of event in a person's life or in Klal Yisrael's life, whatever it is. So we said that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said that there's a very significant difference between these two tefillahs, because the tefillah that is a response to an event or something that's going on, that tefillah is rooted in within the mitzius, right? There's a mitzius, and in response or reaction to something in that mitzius, you daven to Hashem. As opposed to the set tefillahs that Chazal were kaveh for us, those are coming from a spot, they're kind of preceding the world. Even though they're nusach, and even though the content of the tefillos, at least on a pashta level, seems to be within the mitzias, like you're davening for panas and you're davening for refuah, etc. But the fact that it's on a day-in, day-out basis is because it's coming from a place before the world, and what it's really is a statement of, it's a statement that the whole mitzvahs that we live in and that we have is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that it doesn't really matter, for example, a guy that, let's say, is a very, very rich person, or a guy that's healthy, right? A guy that's got no medical issues at all. He has to daven refain one way or the other. Right, Borech Aleinu, he davens one way or the other. Okay, so it's a Lashon Rabbim, you're davening not just for your personal self, you're davening for everyone. But theoretically speaking, even if you didn't know anyone that needed a refuah and everyone had parnasa, whatever it is, it's a set tefillah that you're davening one way or the other. And that is because it's really a statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of the whole Metzius, and that includes money, it includes health, it includes national security, it includes all the different things, or it includes the Justice Department within the nation, it includes all the different realms that are of a person's life, of the Metzius Bichlal. And that is what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says is the inyan of the regular tefillahs that we have. Okay, so that's basically a lead up to what we're gonna get into now. So let's just read the last few lines of the previous paragraph, which is as follows: Ukmochein hatfila hakvua einena mitzad hamitziut. Right. So similarly, and he actually learned this type of a tefillah. He learned it out from Avraham Avinu. Right. He said that Avraham Avinu had all the right to daven to Hashem and to taina to Hashem. Listen, yesterday when Hashem commanded him to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, so he had all the right, and it would make perfect sense to taina back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? You told me, you promised me a son who's going to be my hemshech, who's going to be my continuation in this world, and now you're telling me to kill him? You know, that's unjust. And Avram doesn't do anything like that. He just accepts the tzivoy and is ready to do it. He goes ahead and does. So the reason was, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said, is because this was a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a direct commandment from Hashem, so that means Hashem is above the mitzias. It means it came from beyond the mitzias. What comes from beyond the mitzias, precedes the mitzias, so to say, there is no room to taina on. There is no room to make demands and make claims. That was actually, I should mention that, that was a significant nafka mina that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was mechadish between these two types of tefillas. Right? He said that a tefillah that's coming as a response to something going on in the world, you have the right, perhaps, he doesn't write it in so absolute, but that's his understanding from different sources, and he brought a whole bunch of examples from Moshe Rabbeinu and from Yaakov Avinu, that you're allowed to make claims, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to make demands, you know, saying, listen, this is not fair. You know, I mean, whatever, we don't necessarily speak to Hashem in that exact nusach, but you could basically do that. It's like, listen, you said this and this, or you promised us this and this. Now, please be mekayim. You know, you can come with a claim. You can come with a svara, a reason Hashem should listen to you.
You don't see that today so much. I mean, when something like you see in our own time, you know, these things happen on their own.
Right.
You don't hear nobody say anything like China.
No, but that's different. We're talking about where you're davening for something not an after the fact. After the fact, then of course you have to apply your emuna. The question is, if something is going in the middle of happening, so can you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a claim? You know, that's for us it would be a little bit difficult for us to do it because you know the case is that. Yeah, I don't, you know. Yeah, it's an interesting question. You know, it's like there are stories of Gedolei Yisrael. You know, there are stories of Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev davening on behalf of different Jewish people and using types of, you know, limud zchus and klal Yisrael in his tefillos. That, you know, listen, your people are great. You're this or whatever. There are stories like that of different tzaddikim maybe davening in that way. I think it's hard for us to first of all again. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes. You know, a lashon of efsher, if I remember correctly, he writes it's possible. So you know, it is a chiddush. I don't know how much it's if we can take out of it a psak halacha. I don't know, but I think in general, it's we're not really on the level so much to daven like that. You know, we all have so many flaws. That we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes people or gives nisyanus to people because they need that nisyan because of their level and perhaps because of their package of averus. Hashem is trying to bring us to better places, and it's sometimes a very difficult or often a difficult process. So it's a little bit hard for us to come with claims. You know, when Yaakov Avinu comes with a claim, I mean, he's holding on a whole different madrega than we are. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes, he's holding on a whole different madrega. These were big, huge tzaddikim that perhaps knew what they could say and knew that they had a claim, so to say. I don't know if we would know that we have a claim to come to with it. To,
maybe.
Yeah.
Not like the story of who's the one that made the circle around himself and said he wasn't going to move out of the circle.
Chayne Amagol, yeah.
Right. So the other Chachamim seem to kind of say that wasn't good to do, even though they do say that he was like, I forget the word they use, but a person like that could do it and get away with it.
Right. And nevertheless, it might not have been Derech Eretz in that case because he asked for this, asked for that. Over there was a little bit because, you know, he was like getting more and more specific, perhaps. Maybe that was the issue. But okay, yeah. So I'm saying, obviously, it's unclear, you know, when we do things, so when we have clear parameters, we're able to do something. Over here, the parameters of this kind of davening, I don't know, we taka don't have a Messiah on such a thing. I don't know if we know enough to actually do such a thing in a lamaisitic way. But I guess I leave it up to people, you know, if somebody does have a, you know, when it comes to personal tzaras and difficulties, there is something nice about, you know, like Breslov is very big, you know, in their idea of hisbaididus, in the idea of tefillah, davening to Hashem, and kibayochel talking to Hashem, as if you're having a conversation with him and asking, you know, there is something nice to that. In fact, that it helps make HaKadosh Baruch Hu more tangible not in a physical way, but more tangible to the person. When the person is building that kind of relationship where he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spilling his heart, and you know, and he'll spill his pain. Now it kind of should be pashut, you know, it should be pashut that when we daven, at least in Bakashas Pratiyus, for the minig most people is that they would do Bakashas Pratiyus, like in Lakai Netzar perhaps, or Shema Koleinu, you know, it would make sense that should foster in us a feeling of the realness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that we're really Oymi Lufnei HaMelech. And unfortunately, often the only time that a person feels that is when he's really, really desperate for something. It doesn't have to be that way, right? And that's, I think, Bressel has a point that's very nice in that it's saying, you know, whatever's going on in your life, Bressel v'chassid is supposed to have his baidus every day. And no matter if you're on the high or you're on low, you're always supposed to be having this conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's something nice to that in the sense that you're, you know, you build a closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something real. Most people have a difficulty, you know. My son just asked me, he just told me that he asked his mashgiach, his yeshiva, like, you know, it says V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, you're supposed to love Hashem. How could you love Hashem? Like, you can't see Hashem, you don't really have any, it's not tangible. How could you love Hashem? I don't want to get into what the mashgiach answered, but that's like a fair question and a fair difficulty that most people have in the Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't see him and you kind of have to look for him, and sometimes, very often, especially we're living in the times of Hester Panim, you don't see him easily, so it can be confusing. How do I build a Kesher with that entity that I can't see and I can't have direct and easy contact with? So you know the Lemaisa, there's a Chazal, I actually saw it this week in Rav Elia Pian. He talks about Avas Hashem, and he brings on this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Chukas, he brought this, that the Chazal say V'avtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol avot, right? V'ahayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha yom alavavecha. So Chazal says, I think it's Sifri, that if you're going to learn Torah, so then you're going to come to Avas Hashem. So by learning, right, the more learning a person does, the more he comes closer to Avas Hashem. But Rabbi Eliyahu Lepian points out that many people learn and they're not necessarily coming to Avas Hashem. So he talks about the fact that you have to learn with Simas Lev. You have to have your heart involved in it. You have to connect to it. You can't just learn in a cold way. You have to open yourself up. But yes, through learning and through his baininess, he talks about specifically Musar, because that's, you know, but by working on that, it does happen, you know. In any relationship, it's that way. When you invest in the relationship, so the relationship becomes that much, it becomes more powerful, it becomes a stronger bond. And we could do that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what he gave us his Torah for, is in order for us to build with him this relationship. Tefillah is Dvar Mo'im Dibruma Shilaylam, is something which, together with Torah, like we've seen in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, this connection between Torah and Tefillah, they go hand in hand in allowing us to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, both in an intellectual way and in an emotional way. And that's something very, very precious. Very, very precious. But it begins with paying attention to what you're saying, paying attention to what you're saying in davening, paying attention to what you're saying and thinking about what you're learning. So that's, how did we get to this? So I'm saying in general for tefillah, I think that's an important yisoid of tefillah, you know, the more that a person, and by the way, I'll just mention something else, which is in a lot of sfarim, especially, it's in Nefesh HaChaim, and I'll give a chance for Ha'aris in questions just this moment. Nefesh HaChaim, he talks about the fact that when you daven, the first base of davening is just say the words and concentrate on the words. And know, daven with the emunah, that every single word in the tefillah is doing tremendous tikkunim in the all the worlds and all the higher worlds. It's not just the pshat level. You don't have to know what all those secrets are. You just know that there are tremendous secrets. So just focus on the words, and that, he says, does like an amazing, you know, amazing things, and actually helps bring a shvichas hanefesh of the person, where the person is going to really be pouring out his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, the Sifri Chassidus say this, Rav Nachman actually, and Rav Nosson has a few big pieces in Likutei Halachos where he talks about it, but Kamarna talks about it, and many, in the Magid, it's all over the place in Sifri Chassidus, is they say, you have difficulty, your heart's not there for davening, just focus on the letters and the words. Don't do anything more than that. Just focus on the simple words in front of you. Keep focus of them, and you're going to see that your heart becomes connected. It's, and I can say that I've seen it work. I've seen it, you know, it is, you're not there. Many times a person is certain, you know, is emotionally dead, you know. But if you try that, you just try to focus, just look at the words, just before you start, remember that these words are massive or big or whatever it is, and then just pay attention to words. They're very simple davening. You don't have to go with all the whatever and all the excitement. You'll find yourself automatically being attached to the higher one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially over the course of time, a person does this, his tefillos will go to a whole new level where you'll actually start to feel that chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your heart will follow suit very, very well. Very soon after that. Okay, Horace, questions. I see there's some people want to ask.
I just wanted to share one thing, that for me, the way I work on building Avos Hashem is through these values of gratitude to Hashem. And what I do is I focus on all those areas, basically four areas, which is health and the growth in Torah, my Anasa and family. I focus on each of those areas, and I thank Hashem for everything He does in each of those areas. I spend quite a lot of time doing that. And what that generates for me is an enormous sense of Ahavas Hashem, and almost an ecstasy. In other words, an absolute gratitude, because I see what Hashem is doing. And I think that the more one does that, the more you actually can see, because you're tuning yourself, you're aligning yourself with what Hashem is doing for you. And that allows you to see it more, and therefore to feel it more, and so it becomes a progressively increasing process. So that's something that works for me. I didn't specifically try to do that, but whenever I see something that Hashem does which I appreciate, then I mention it, and I find that that's what it generates. Another point in terms of what you just mentioned now, I've always felt that if you know what's right, if you feel dead inside, and you know the Ramchal mentions it, and Jesus, and so on, that your internal brings out, you act externally, and your internal will come flowing from that. This libus will come from the actions that you do. So I've always kind of understood that if you know what's right, you know what's the right thing to do, and you do what's right, then the feelings follow. It's like aligning, like iron filings with a magnet. That when you align yourself intellectually and with action, then your feelings will flow from that.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do that, the more you actually bring out those feelings. So I just want to
Okay, very nice. I will say, as far as the first thing that you said, right? The first thing you said, which is that you're mizbeinin in the good things that, you know, in all the good HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for you, and that's a good night suggestion to people. It's actually a very interesting thing. The gra on the famous Gemara in Brachos by Matza Oy Moitza, right? Moitze, right? Really the word is Moitze, but the Gemara dashes it Moitze by the Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, or Matza Isha Mar Mimaves, right? You find a wife that's good, or found a wife that's more bitter than death. Right, and that's what they used to ask a person. Did you, when he got married? No, did you find the matzah or did you find the moitzah? Did you find the good wife or the bad wife? You know, so the gross is a beautiful thing there. Beautiful, absolutely an amazing, fascinating psychological chap. He says the teva of a person is that when he has something good, he fills up with simcha. But once he gets used to it, that's it. It doesn't bring him simcha anymore. Simcha is only at the initial moment of something new that the person has received. And after that, you just want more. You just, it doesn't keep you excited anymore. A person gets, I always said this, you know, a person gets a new car, he's excited for the first month maybe, and then like, okay, that's it. Yeah, you move into a new car. That's the way it is. But moitze, but when there's bad things, doesn't stop paining the person and driving a person crazy. Something that's bad or deficient or difficult in a person's life, it's not just the first moment. It's every second. He's constantly being moitze. That's how the Gra explains the difference between matzah, which is the past tense when it comes to the good, matzah yitsha matzah toiv, or the present tense by bad. Because by bad, it's always present. It's always driving the person crazy and making him full of tsar. And that's a factual difference in built into our psychology. Now, therefore, it's very, very beneficial and very appropriate, like you're saying, is to keep, if we keep reminding ourselves, if we're mizbeinin into the fact that, into the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, then we can kind of find it anew all the time. And that's of course, is a very beautiful thing and can fill a person with simcha. At the same time, it's a little bit running uphill. Many people have a very difficult time doing it. Like the Gra says, that the natural setting, the default setting of man is not like that. But it's certainly a very appropriate and correct, a correct mahalach of avoida, is that we should count our blessings all the time, and then we'll be filled with simcha and filled with appreciation for Hashem and feel a certain reinvigoration all the time. That's a very
yes. Now thank you for that. I remember you mentioned that before, and that is a key to simcha, as you mentioned before, that the simcha is the newness. Therefore, if you can create for yourself that sense of newness each time, because each time you see it, you see it with a deeper perspective, and a deeper perspective is a brighter newness again.
Yeah.
So it adds the simcha. And the same thing, even when it's, I mentioned, you know, focus on the good. But even when you focus on things that are not apparently good at this point, and you look back, you can start seeing why they happened. And when you see that, you realize that if that apparently bad thing turned out to be good, well, then this right now that might appear to be bad is also going to turn out to be good. And one can almost be watching it. Not in a manipulative way, but in the sense of one's aware.
Right.
And when you see that, then you start seeing how what appeared to be bad is becoming good, and that gives the same thing the same way, because you're seeing a newness in that as well. So it's just an interesting, interesting thing.
Reb Shmuel, did you want to ask a question also?
No, there's somebody that had known that the story with him is he didn't have children for many years, and I don't know if he himself or somebody who went to the Stipler, maybe you know the story, with his name. Yeah, the Stipler, you know, he wants a bracha from the Stipler to have a child. So he gave the name to the Stipler, and years go by, he didn't have a child. A person that knew him mentioned a number of years later that, you know, he mentioned, I'm going to the Stipler. You want me to give your name to him for him to give you a bracha, the dam for you to have a child? I don't know how many years, but a number of years later. And he said, yeah, and he gave him his name. And he went to the Stipler and gave the name over, and the Stipler looked at him and says, I davened for him already.
Yeah. Right. Very nice. Okay, so let's just get back over here a little bit. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says like this. The inyana shel tefila. Oh, so he says that the tefila kvua is not mitzad the metzias. Adarab, the metzias comes from the tefila. Tefila creates the metzias. The inyana shel tefila, and the whole inyan of the tefila is ledat ulahakir, to know and to recognize ki zkuki melav yizbarach shmo, that we need Hashem. Lo rak b'shal shebo emurot miyuchidim, not just when there are special occurrences in the world. Elisha in shum chayim ba'olam, except that there is no life in the world. Ki im chayim ke'ele, except for life as of the, like of the sort, shenim shachim es chayim baruch hu. The only life there is the life that's drawn from the source of all life, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukemochen, and so too, kol advarim shematzias kukalim, anything that Matzias needs, akol miyad Hashem aleim askil. It's all coming from Hakadosh Baruch Hu with a grand master plan. Okay, so now we'll read on a little bit new here. Ve'onam, however, imat tefila kvua hi giloy is dakakut laHashem Yisbarach. If the set tefila is the revelation of needing Hashem, halo im yitzuya tziyu kazeh sheyishna metziut uzkukim lachyota. So if you would picture it in such a way that there's a metzias that needs being given life. It needs sustenance. It needs to be right. There's a metzias, and now you have to be mechaya the metzias. Shuva taina mitzad metziuta ruuya rak letfila mikrit velo letfila tedira ukvua. So once again, you're getting back to the problem. You're getting back to the taina that's coming mitzad the fact that there's a metzias here, which it's appropriate to help it out. So you're getting back to the tefila mikrit, to the other type of tefila, which is the what we call the responsive tefillah, this tefillah that's responsive to the Messias, and not to the regular set tefillah tidira okvua. So you bang into the problem once again. You're asking Hashem, hey, could you please, we have a Messias here, we have a world, bring your flow into the world. So again, it's starting from the fact that a Messias is here, and now give this Messias life. That's already bringing it back into the other kind of tefillah. Lazois, therefore, yesh lanu lahavin shegam etzem atziut lo rak kiuma elegam utavit chachuta zguka ilav yizbarach. So therefore, it is important for us to understand that it's also the very essence of the metzius, the very being of the metzius, not just its continuation, but the very fabric and newness, so to say, of the metzius needs Hashem. באופן שמציאס כולה מתחדשת בכל עת ובכל שעה ממש יש מאין כמו בתחילת הבריאה, in such a way where the Metzias, literally you view it as being, like we said, new all the time. Hashem is creating the world continuously, mamish, like the beginning of creation. וכמו שתחילת הבריאה הייתה רק מצד החסד, now the same way the beginning of the creation was only מצד חסד, עולם חסד יבונה Hashem built the world based on חסד, an act of kindness, כן המשכת התחדשותי אך ורק מצד החסד. So too, the continuation of its making it new all the time is only מצד חסד. ובאופן זה הוא תכן התפילה. And that is the way the content of תפילה needs to, you know, understood in the person. Shebelo anava muchletet, which, in order to do this, right, without complete, absolute humility, ubelo chesed muchlat, and without absolute kindness from Hashem, I efshe lagia lidei ha'erech amiti shel tefillah, it is impossible to get to the real value, the real worth of tefillah, the real understanding of tefillah. V'yesod anava muchletet, right, because, well, we'll get to it. V'yesod anava muchletet, the basis, the foundation of absolute humility, who shall lo liyaches shum metziut latzmo, it's not to attribute any metzius to the person self. Asher lishleimut madriga zu zacha Moshe Rabbeinu anema alav ish Moshe anav meod mikol adam asher pni adama, who Moshe Rabbeinu of course reached that level more than anyone. He was very humble. Mikol adam asher al pni adama, from all people in the face of the planet. Shekein im ach magishim metziut atzmiit kol shi, if you feel that you have a metzius, a real, so to say, metzius of yourself, kvar yodim be'eze ofen mebchinat ha'tfila kvua lebchinat ha'tfila mikrit, you're already descending from that high level of the kvua tfila, of the set permanent tfila, to a what's called the happenstance tfila, the tfila that's responsive to things that take place. Shekein im yeshna eze metziut, because if there's already a metzius, if there's already a metzias, when you come to Hashem, you see yourself as a metzias, a real metzias. So now you're coming to Hashem and asking, give to that metzias. So now you're back to the other kind of tefillah. You're not davening to Hashem in a way of that make this complete and absolute chidush of a metzias. Make me. It's not now, please give me continuing life. It's give me life. It's, you know, allow me to exist, make me. Umemela rechoikim me'irich ha'chesed ha'muchlat. So memela, once again, the person would be very, very far, distant from that absolute chesed, la'avin, shekol l'tchatshuta shel metziut kula. He would end up being very far from understanding that this is just an absolute chesed of Hashem to understand that the whole chiddush of the metzius, chesed muchlat or chesed elyon, is a complete, absolute, tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, just to understand this, he's saying like this: in order to make sure that our tefillah is going to be the high level of tefillah, right? He's talking a very high level, very deep level, but again, we should try to at least tap into it, even if it's momentarily, at the beginning of a tefillah, whatever it is, you know, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, you know, there's big madrigas in tefillah, okay, so we have to start from small at least, but at least if we know the ideal, that's important already, that's major, that's changing, you know, we know the ideal of tefillah. The ideal of tefillah, you say, is, of the set tefillahs is, to understand that we are davening that Hashem should create the world, really. That Hashem should create the world, a shleimistic world. And he should, not to fall into the trap of davening to Hashem with coming from the angle of, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what's going on here, give us. No, if it's based on look what's going on here, if it's based on the Metzias, if it's based on please give me, there's a me here first, then that's already the lower level of tefillah, which is the responsive tefillah. That's the tefillah mikrit. If you want that high level of tefillah, the deep understanding of tefillah, the one that comes from above the metzias, you have to ask Hashem, there's not really a me here, there's not really a world here. Anything that's here is just because you are doing it. I'm asking you, please continue making this metzias. Not just continue bettering this metzias, continue making this metzias. And that's that. And that means two things. It's coming with a certain humility. It's coming with a position of, it's not about me. It's not me. I'm asking for your chesed elyon. I'm just asking you to just make this world, make this world, right? Just flow your chesed and continue to reveal your chesed the way you've been doing. Continue to do that. Make the world, give it what it needs, give it, and that's, so that's a combination of two things. It's a combination of humility and a combination of a recognition of the chesed elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're gonna. So that's what he says. Lezois hakaveh makom letfilasai. For this is the idea of setting a place for his tefillah. Which that's how we started this maimer. It says if you set a place for tefillah, a permanent spot, you always daven there, a makom kavua. So the God of Avram is gonna be there to help you. The God of Avram, the way Rabbi Akimaj explained it, really is because Avram is the one that teaches us this kind of tefillah that comes from before the Metzius. Because by the Akedah, he davens to Hashem, he doesn't ask anything like, please change it. He doesn't, right? So that's the God of Avram is there to help you. Uchshemei, so when he dies, Oimrim loy, Eonav Echasid. Where is the Onav? Where is the Chasid? Because the guy who sets a place for his tefillah, it's doing a tefillah, we'll see in a second. It's doing this tefillah, means doing the tefillah in this way that we're speaking, and those are the two attributes, anava, anav, and chasid. Chasid is somebody who is a person of chesed, and in order to be a person of chesed, you have to recognize the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are connected. We follow in Hashem's ways. If we recognize the chesed elyon of Hashem, then we become a chesed also, which is a person who's doing chesed all the time, and it's a person of essence. You know, chesed of essence in the person. So let's just see how he ends off here. Therefore, the person who sets the place for his tefillah, shatfilah mitzad kvius, meaning that the tefillah is coming from a tzad of kvius, of permanence, but oifen aniskov shlo, in the lofty way that we just described. It's coming. The fact that it's set, it's kvius, means not responsive. It's not something that's just based on what's going on today, tomorrow. No, it's set because we're always asking Hashem, please flow in the chesed and make the world, keep giving the world in existence. So then, harehu chesed v'anav, he's a chesed and an anav. Anav bechlet, complete anav, b'pnei shemeivin, shemibaldeis chachi shishma'in, in shum metzias. He understands that without Hashem making the world anew all the time, there is no metzias. The gam chassid is also a chassid. She is soid sharsha legalis as a chassid elin, because the idea of the chassid is, a real chassid is somebody that the soid of his shayrish is to reveal the chassid elyon of Hashem. Sheminikudazu mitpatchim kol hachassadim. From this point, all the chassadim open up and flow out. Bein pu'ulat hachassadim kono, whether it's the actions of chassid with his creator, or bein pu'ulat hachassadim shebein adam l'chavero, or whether it's the actions of chassadim between a person and his friend. Like I said, that's basically, these are the two attributes that are at stand at the basis of this very high, lofty understanding and correct understanding of what tefillah kavua is about. Okay, so again, that's really where it's the idea of being kaveh mokoim letfiloso is a mokoim, a set mokoim means it's not given to change. It doesn't depend on the situation. That's what is really being expressed when you're kaveh a mokoim letfiloso. You're in a set place. You're always davening from a set spot. Meaning there's this permanence to the fact that I'm davening. I am davening from a point of permanence, which it's not dependent on variables. Whereas if a person was moving around, his tefillah is like expressing an ever-changing type of a tefillah, which is the other kind of tefillah, which is a lower level tefillah. So we want the kviyas makom tefillah, and that kviyas makom tefillah, the coming from that point of permanence, that is an expression, and it's based on understanding that there's nothing here without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous anav, and it's understanding that the only thing we're asking for is that Hashem should flow down as chesed, and the whole world, the whole existence, all olam chesed yibana, it's all an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and his atava. And then when a person like that dies, when he was davening like that, his whole life, that the world notices his missing. Ei anav, ei chesed, ei anav, ei chesed. Okay, any Ha'aris questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, that understanding, that takes away the second type of davening of in response to something like a situation.
It doesn't take it away, it's just that is just a lower level of davening. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it. But it's the lower level type of davening. Right? And you certainly shouldn't be davening your Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv in that fashion, because Shachas Mincha Maariv is so much higher than that. It's so much deeper than that. Okay. You know, I just
have a question.
Yeah.
How did this stem with the pshat that at least according to the Rambam that tefillah midoraita is dafka the lower type of tefillah? Whereas according to
that's not really a kasha, because we find that kind of a paradox almost in many, many places. I've given an example. You have matzah Pesach night. It's just not an example that's going to be understood by everybody here. But you have matzah and Pesach.
Yeah.
What? And you have the yayin. Exactly. And the Arizal says that the matzah is just a remez. It's like a much lower thing than the yayin. And the yayin is only the rabbanon. I mean, we have it all over the place. The fact is that it's a mitzvah. The lower level is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This higher, deeper level is something which Chazal were misakin. It's not such a chiddush because before that we had karbanos. This is, of course, this is a secondary. It's a plan B because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So we ended up having set tefillos for Matzah Knesset Gedola. Otherwise, it was set with Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid was no matter what's happening. So it's really there in the Deraisa, just in a different form. And now it's already based. It's for us to apply on an individual level. We have to do this. Yeah. Okay, I was just going to add a small point that it says that Avram was the person who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu first Adon, master of the world, the Gemara says, right? He was the first one that related to Hashem as master. That lashon of Adnus, of master, is what Al-Piv Sfarim is the idea of Tzimtzum, is the lowest level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzamtzim, constricted himself in order to allow a world to exist and now be master over it. But it's that what's called the Malchus, and Malchus relates to Mokim. Hakaveh Mokim letfilosai Elikei Avram be'Ezro is because that point of Hashem's humility, allowing a world to exist, that Adnus, that parallels Avram Avinu's recognition of the Mokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Mokim Shel Olam, right, which is a tremendous Tzimtzum, that directly relates to Avram Avinu who is the one that's megal this mida of adnas. So I'm just adding a little bit of a point to the hakaveh makom tefilos elikavron beezrei. All right, Shavua tov.